Hi, my name is Jane Osberg, and I'm coming to you guys today to talk about something that I strongly believe in. It's something that I deal with every single day of my life, and something that I just really wanted to share my point of view on. I'm going to share with you a little essay I wrote about taking a step back. Taking a step back is very personal to me, and it really helps me get through the day. Whether I'm in a stressful situation or I'm very relaxed and having a great time, taking a step back really makes me appreciate the moment and think about the next step and how I want to proceed. My essay is called This I Believe. So, although it can be painstakingly hard to do, life is about appreciating the moment. I believe in taking a step back. Taking a step back to me not only means separating my mind from the situation, but it also means realizing where I am and to appreciate what I have around me. Separating myself from a situation or an emotion is key to getting through the day. Sometimes it's hard to take a step back when I'm in a tough predicament, but I believe that it is when it is the most important time to. Every day I constantly have to take a step back, whether I'm caught in my emotions, the feelings and thoughts that arise intertwine my mind and my body multiple times throughout the day. My mind has to run a million miles during the day to keep up with my body and my schedule. My schedule constantly flows. School, work, soccer, college, friends, family, repeat. Often it causes waves of panic or stress to flood my mind and cause me to shut down. Reminding myself to pause and realize everything is going to be okay relieves the pressure of feeling like there's an elephant on my chest. This element, I believe, is not only important during times of stress, but it is also crucial for enjoying the moment. I constantly hear people say, just enjoy the moment, or just be happy. Sometimes those words are hard to follow when there's a monstrosity of chaos going on around me. I used to never understand how those words people spoke were possible. How could I enjoy the moment when it feels like I'm just going through the motions, mindlessly going from one activity to the next? I had to teach myself to take a step back and to see the good in situations. It taught me to create my calmity and my happiness. After stepping back and thinking about how everything is satisfactory or going to be middling, only allowed me to succeed further. It allowed me to progress in school, to get exceptional grades, and made simple tasks straightforward. Even on the soccer field, pausing gave me focus. Overall, it provided me the ability to see the sunshine in the rainy days and made the stressful ones seem effortless. Analyzing the position allowed me to lay out my options and sort the weight of the dilemma out. Taking a breath allows me to push through times when I have felt stuck. Stepping back isn't just about taking myself out of a situation and forgetting about it. It is merely just a calming reassurance that everything is going to be okay and to think things through. The technique, although widely used, feels very personal to me. I strongly believe in from any situation I am in, it is beneficial. It can range from watching the sunset to being swamped with 5 million things to do. It teaches you a type of self-patience and peace. It will help me with tougher situations that come down the road because I know how to calm down in them. Not only is taking a step back valuable to me because of the peace it brings in a variety of moments, it is something I continually believe in as it seems to help all the time. Thank you for listening to my podcast this week and tuning in. Leave comments down below of what you guys strongly believe in and what you'd want me to do another podcast on. Tune in next week to find out what my favorite animal is.